a whole lot of dreaming. Then why?
I wish I had a Scooby snack.
Oh, artists round the world started copying my style. But it still didn't look like my baby and what she means to me. I guess I'll never find the secret to my recipe.
WMFO in Medford is the Friday Night Fights. I am here with Sheila and Darlene. My name is Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Happy early Thanksgiving, everybody. We just listened to two from a guy named Austin Roberts, who wrote a lot of that music for the Scooby-Doo show. And when you're a kid, you don't really notice that, but it becomes a familiar voice. Like he becomes the voice of Scooby-Doo radio while you're watching the cartoons. And that last one, The Recipe for My Love, you can literally hear, Scooby and Shaggy and all of them talking and a little chase music. Mm-hmm. Were you two fans of Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
Yeah? Darlene?
Yeah, I'm with you on Scrappy, though.
Oh, you didn't like Scrappy?
Scrappy ruined it.
Oh, yeah. He sucked. He was awful. It was just like the jump the shark moment for Scooby-Doo as soon as Scrappy showed up. Eventually, they had Scooby Dumb too. Do you remember Scooby Dumb?
No.
He was like a gray. He was like a gray hound, and he literally had like big teeth and cross-eyed, and it was like Scooby Dumb wouldn't run now, but Scooby Dumb.
I don't remember that.
He would never. He would always mess up the detective work somehow. Scooby Dumb.
Oh.
But I love both of those. There's Love the World, and then there's Recipe for My Love in there. Both very similar, but they're both great. I think that round just wins on its own, but I'm going to hear what you guys think on that one. What do you ladies think on that? Recipe for My Love or Love the World?
I like the second one. Which one was that?
That was Recipe for My Love.
I mean, this guy wins no matter what, huh?
Yeah,
same guy
he wins
singing
no matter
both,
what.
Right?
Austin Roberts, yep.
I'd kind of go with the same Recipe for My Love. It was very nostalgic hearing like their voices and the sounds of like Scooby-Doo. So
I'm going for Recipe for My Love too. I love that one, and it's fun to hear the cartoon in the background, and the chase scenes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it always had that same chase scene, like ding 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 ding.
I still remember my favorite episode.
What was your favorite episode?
The Minor 49er.
Oh yeah, Minor 49er. Sure. Yeah. Do you have a favorite episode of Scooby-Doo,
no.
Darlene?
I
remember the one. It was three ghosts, and it was chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla ghosts. Do you remember that one?
No.
There was like an ice cream factory, and it was like inhabited by ghosts. And one was chocolate, one was vanilla, and one was strawberry.
And I also remember Mystery Island.
And Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
I don't remember Mystery Island. Fill me in on that one.
Mystery Island. It was. It might have been direct release to DVD because it. Because this is sad, but my kids were watching it, and I would like watch it with them because
that's
I loved
right.
it.
How's that sad?
Well, because
awesome.
I don't. Well, it is awesome, but yep. it was they went on a vacation to I think either Hawaii or something place tropical.
Yeah,
and they got into this mystery on the island, hence what it was called Mystery Island.
Sure.
And it had all this like missing tikis and just,
oh, the tiki guy.
It was very cool.
I remember that. Yeah, the tiki guy. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
very
mystery
good.
Island.
Yeah. So Austin Roberts is going to win no matter what. I just like to throw in a round with cartoons in it every now and then. Just fun. Think of yourself, you're a kid, and brings back a lot of good memories. Like I said, I used to always see my cousins like just once a year, and it was always Thanksgiving. And we'd watch, after the meal or before, we would go for walks, and, we'd go down to like the local farms and watch cartoons and watch Godzilla, like Godzilla movies, and, like the creature double features. It's fun.
See, I remember that after Thanksgiving, Christmas Story always started getting played, like
sure.
like all the time.
Do you remember when The Wizard of Oz was a Thanksgiving movie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it used to play every Thanksgiving, and it was only like what the networks had to do. There was ABC, CBS, and NBC at the time, and they would have to basically purchase the rights to play the movie. And at the time, it would just be once a year. And it was funny. I saw like an advertisement like on a Facebook when I was posting like for today's show. And it had The Wizard of Oz now streaming on Max or something like that for like $9.95. And like The Wizard of Oz is in public domain, which means it's free. And they're actually getting away with like, hey, subscribe to HBO and we'll give you The Wizard of Oz. It's just, it's crazy to me.
So
silly.
Super cool segue. I don't know, since we're in a record studio, what is the biggest size record you can have?
What's the biggest size?
Yes.
To play?
Like, you know.
I'm sure you can make a giant one, but 33 and a third. Yeah.
No, but you know the size, it wasn't like a 45 or a... whatever the next.
Yeah, there was a 78.
Whatever
there was
the
a
biggest
45.
One. So I used, growing up, my sister and I had.
There was like a 16 at one point.
The Wizard of Oz album, and it was on the largest size records you could have, and it would tell the whole story of the Wizard of Oz, so we would have to listen to it. And
right. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why, but it was something that we would do like around Thanksgiving. We used to listen to Wizard of Oz. And it's something better than not being able to see it, just hearing all those freaky voices.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So it was like a radio play.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, very cool. It was probably a 33 and a third. This is like an LP.
It was
LP,
really thick. Yeah.
A big one?
Yeah, big one.
It would
but
have
it
been
was
a 78. Maybe. 78s were like super thick. There was a 16 at one point. I remember my mom had like a
tiny one
that played
right?
a 16. And it was like 16 speed was slow. And there was only, I don't know, they only printed a few different, I think they were like, you know, 20s and 30s and 40s, they had 16 or something like that. But I don't know. And it's rotations per minute, RPMs. That's what it is, rotations per minute. We like to educate as well as entertain here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl. So, Wicked Round, Ice Cube is beating Tom Petty, believe it or not.
Wow. Boo.
And Recipe for My Love. Recipe for My Love is winning the Scooby-Doo round. I thought at the... Let's do one on No Love Left. Let's do No Love Left. This is the round where you're kind of sick of your family members. You're sick of your friends. You want to go home. There's no love left in the room. Sometimes you're going to get into fights on Thanksgiving or holidays or whatever. And sometimes there's just no love left. So I thought there's two songs that are great about No Love Left. The first one is from the Foo Fighters. The second is from the Fifth Dimension. We're going to start with the Foo Fighters here for round six. This one is called Love Dies Young.
Love dies young, and there's no resuscitation. Once it's done, no regeneration. It's a losing game to make you play your hand against your chest. Love dies young. Love dies young. And there's no reanimation. Once it's gone, no regeneration. It's a bitter kiss of
Please don't take my breath, no. Take my breath away. love in the room. Mama's gone her way, daddy's gone his. I wonder how long it's been since they've kissed. No love in the room.
Of the clock's the only sound I've heard.
No love in the room.
Once before, not long ago, it was here to see. Tell me what's been happening to our family. There's no love in the room. It's almost empty. There's
no love in the room.
It's worth a try. Cause I just can't sit back and watch our family die. There's no love in the room. It's almost empty. There's
no love in the room. Oh God, we don't have any. There's no love in the room.
It's almost empty. There's
no love in the room.
All right. There's no love in the room. What do you think? Let's hear it.
That was my first time hearing either one of those songs.
Yeah. All right. So we had the Fifth Dimension with No Love in the Room. We had the Foo Fighters with Love Dies Young. What'd you think?
I'm going with the Fifth Dimension, No Love in the Room. That's just a catchy little 70s song.
Darlene?
I think I'm going to go with the Foo Fighters.
You're going to go with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I'm going to keep voting against her. Because I'm soon to be her ex-friend.
Yeah. We have Wildstar showing up on the chat, and he says, I don't want to fight with Sheila. I'm afraid Sheila may kill me.
Oh.
That's what he says.
Wow.
Violent.
Yikes. Yeah. I'm a nice girl.
We got Foo Fighters on a chat, also from the same person, Wildstar. So... good. All right. Looks like he went against you, though, Sheila.
He went with the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, he went with Darlene on that one.
Wow.
I'm going Fifth Dimension.
See? There you go.
I just think it's such a great song, and I'm like, it's such a sad song. It's like, it's really like a family getting together, and just, it's sad. Like, and nobody wants to be there. That's what I think of that song. It's just depressing. Don't worry, I'm going to bring it back up. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to play some Joan Jett, and I'll win you back.
No, I like the song. I think it was, that was catchy.
It is good.
You know?
There's no love in the room. I'm going to sing that at Thanksgiving. There's no love in the room. They're going to ask me to leave, probably. But I'll be fine with that. I'll go home and play PlayStation 5.
That'll be fine. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Have a Swiss roll.
All right.
Give me something else to eat. Let's think of another nice little thing before.
Like an appetizer?
Sure. Like a pigs in blanket or something like that. Any family traditions from either of you? Carrots?
No. Yeah, well, that's, there's
celery?
Always the veggie platter, but
yeah.
The shrimp cocktail.
Oh, jeez. Another high level.
Roasted Brussels sprouts, it's the ring cocktails.
You know, it's the shrimp ring from Market Basket. What is it, like $9.99? I don't think it's that high end.
It is not $9.99. It's like $40. Jeez. Jeepers crow. Come on. That's high level stuff.
No.
What do you think, Darlene? How about like bread and butter?
I don't like shrimp, so.
Bread and butter. Good. Yeah. Good.
Of course she doesn't. Yeah.
All right. My grandmother would make celery with cream cheese.
Oh.
And that was always a big hit. Everybody liked that. I'm not a big celery fan, so I never really ate it.
We used to do that, too.
But you'd lick the cream cheese out. I remember my cousins all licking out the cream cheese, and my a-hole brother would, like, lick the cream cheese out, and he'd put the celery back.
Ew.
I'm like, what a dick.
Did you do ants on a log, you know, with the celery and peanut butter and raisins?
What was it?
Ants on a log.
Yes, ants on a log. It's peanut butter with raisins.
On celery.
On
raisins
celery.
Raisins are the ants, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. they're the ants.
I never really liked raisins. Sheila told me once that raisins are the same thing that go in the same way they come out.
They are.
Yeah.
You
like corn?
Yeah.
You've changed diapers. You know they go out the same way they come in.
Like the nib, like the niblets of
That's
corn
like just like
too?
The niblets, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're getting in bad territory here.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I think we've about exhausted that subject. So no love in the room. Fifth Dimension, Foo Fighters. We got two and two right there. Let's see. We also found the album that Sheila was talking about. Vintage 1967. Tail Spinners for Children, it was called. It's on Etsy.
Is
for
it?
For $26.
Wow.
If you want a copy, maybe I'll get it for you.
Really?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see.
I am a nice girl.
All right. Miss Shrimp Ring over there.
Roasted
Brussels sprouts and the shrimp ring. We're already up to like $70 for dinner and the turkey hasn't even been served.
My sister does a good spread. She takes care of me.
Yeah? Yeah. How about just like a roll? How about a nice roll?
Oh, I like
Doughboy?
Like the Doughboy. You have to like...
good stuff.
That's like cooking.
Sure. A little bit, because you have to, slice a triangle?
Well, you got to break it open and get it in the oven and
I like
and cook
breaking it open.
Golden
That's my
brown.
Favorite part. It's like wearing, like, a tiny shirt for a big man.
Is it?
Yeah, because your belly kind of, like, just goes tight. You get a little muffin top there.
Girls don't like to talk about muffin tops. That's not a good thing.
Well, whatever. I don't like talking about, like, niblets and, you know, naughty things.
All right.
But here we are.
Here we are. So where are we going next?
All right. Do you want a DJ? Tell me what you want next. I was going to do All the Love next, but you tell me what you think should go next.
What I think should go next?
Yeah, why
if
don't you tell
really
me what you think
asking
should go next?
Me?
Oh, another one for the Foo Fighters.
I want to go to round 7, All the Love.
Well, that's where I was going.
Oh.
Now we've just wasted 45 seconds of golden air. But that's all right. This is what the Friday Night Fights is all about, disagreements.
There's no love in this room.
No, it's almost empty. There's no love in the room. All right, here we go. All the Love. It's going to be Joan Jett versus Air Supply. I think this one's going to be a really tough one. The Joan Jett one is very quick. It's not going to be something that you think I'm going to play, I bet, Sheila, because you're a Joan Jett fan.
I am a Joan Jett fan.
And I don't know if you know this one, but this is a remake from Joan Jett. And it's probably one of the coolest remakes, I think, from a TV show. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to play it. It's Joan Jett, and then it's going to be Air Supply. It is All the Love, Part 2, since we didn't like No Love in the Room. All the Love is back.
All the Love is back.
How's that? Here we go.
Hot's everything.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. What it's your girl and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around. Don't need to fake it. You can never tell. Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. How will you make it on your own? This world is awfully big. Girl, it's time.
I know just how to whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it, and I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth, and then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you, and I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer, and I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading, and I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you, but I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches, and I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules, and then I know how to break them, and I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you, and I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it, making love out of nothing at all. 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 Out of nothing at all.
Out of nothing at all. Out of nothing at all.
All right. Pretty good. Pretty good. Making Love Out of Nothing at All versus Love Is All Around, a.k.a. the Mary Tyler Moore theme song as sung by Joan Jett. And, of course, that was Air Supply with the previous one we just heard. What do you think? Anyone?
Go ahead. What do you think?
I like Air Supply.
Air Supply?
I definitely went through an Air Supply time in my life where I would belt those songs out in my car by myself.
Oh, it's a great, great song. Fantastic tune. Yeah. Yep.
I'm going Joan Jett.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. In particular because it's, who didn't love the Mary Tyler Moore Show? That was like homesick from school watching Mary Tyler Moore.
Uh-huh. That's a great theme song, too.
It is
one of the best theme songs, and I love how she adds that rock and roll edge to the theme song. It's really cool. I got to go Air Supply on that one because it's an amazing song, and it sounds like it sounds a little different. What it is like, it sounds apathetic, but it's not. It's basically a guy that just doesn't understand how much this person can love them and finally realizes it, which is, I think, is pretty amazing. It's a great tune, and it was written by Meatloaf's writer, Jim Steinman, who also wrote Bonnie Tyler. And Total Eclipse of the Heart was a big song.
It was.
And that was number one, and Making Love Out of Nothing at All was number two on the Billboard Hot 100 back in the early 80s. So Jim Steinman wrote both of those songs. He's long since dead, but amazing writer. And he wrote all of that Meatloaf album, too, Bad Out of Hell. I got to go for Air Supply on that. I love Joan Jett, too. And it's a great tune, but that's what it is. It's hard to pick. It's hard to pick. Especially, I mean, for the amount of weight that Joan Jett gives and only about, it's a minute and 10 seconds. It's a pretty awesome tune. It wasn't necessarily fair to put that up against a 5 minute and 46 second Air Supply song. But there you go. It's what the Friday Night Fights are all about. Sometimes the weight's going to be a little different, you know? Did you watch the Tyson match?
No.
No?
No, I did not.
No? Darlene?
No.
No. I didn't either, actually.
There were some people around me watching it.
Yeah. Were they all yelling?
No, it was pretty boring, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody was kind of just sitting there.
Apparently, it just kept on, buffering for a lot of people. And then at one point, it, froze on Mike Tyson's bum.
Oh.
Yeah.
I missed
57-year-old Mike Tyson's bum. But
he's,
I guess, he kind of—they both just danced around. And I guess they had they both are getting sued by the boxing commission. They're not allowed to box anymore because there wasn't really a boxing match or something. I don't know. I didn't read much more than the first couple lines to that article. But I don't know. I always loved Mike Tyson, but I'm like, I don't really know the other guy. And I'm like, what I was looking at is, there's a younger guy. He's going to be part of some fights in the future. They're going to have him win. Tyson's going to get a quick payout, and that's exactly what seemed to happen.
Supposedly, the women's match prior was really good.
Yeah, somebody named Katie won.
I don't know.
Well,
I'll take your word for it.
That's what I heard.
All right.
I didn't watch it either. I just heard that Katie won.
There you go.
Yeah, I got a message that said, "My girl Katie won." I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's what I saw.
Go Katie.
Go Katie.
Go Katie.
I don't know. What you need here are the Friday Night Fights. That's my opinion.
That's right.
You get it for free. You don't have to worry about, it getting fixed.
Oh, no fixing going on
no
here.
Fixing
no
fixing going on here, no.
No fixing.
Like, I could say, hey, I'm going to give you guys $5 each if you vote for Rainbow next round. But I'm not going to do that because then it would be fixed. It wouldn't be fair.
I am open to $5, but all right.
If you want shrimp rolls, you sure are. Shrimp rings.
Shrimp rings.
You're going to need 8 more rounds for a shrimp ring. $5
it's
each
good
round.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
With that cocktail sauce?
I was going to say something else about Thanksgiving, but I forgot what it was. I'll remember it.
Leftovers are best next day.
Yeah, leftovers are pretty good. Do you like that Thanksgiving sub?
No.
Me neither. I've never been a Thanksgiving sub guy.
Yeah.
No. Kind of gross.
Cold stuffing on a sandwich just doesn't do it for me.
Mm. Cold turkey's all right, though. Turkey's probably one of the best meats, I think.
I like the dark meat.
All right. It's fine.
I do. I'm just saying.
Darlene, you like the dark meat too?
Not really.
Well, you said you liked iced tea, so I kind of figured that out. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Here we go. next round. It is going to be called Since When. It's going to be Rainbow versus either The Cars or Guns N' Roses. I haven't decided which one. But it's songs with since in the title. So Since When is the next round. And it is the Friday Night Fights here with you until 8 p.m. We have a PSA. Go ahead with your PSA.
Okay. So there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
Is it Chris Earl?
That would be scary. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
Well, it's definitely not Chris Earl. It's not sharp.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other
household
item. It
could be Chris
Earl.
Yeah, it could be.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Ugh. Misusing one is even easier.
It sure is.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh, excuse me. Don't let a do-it-yourself project.
Let's do it. Let's fall off the ladder today.
Do yourself in.
Yeah.
So for any more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, ladder safety.
Sounds good. Darlene, you ever fall off a ladder?
No.
That's good.
I did spill a bunch of paint once when the ladder kind of shifted a little on me.
And you ran for the paint probably, right? Isn't it like automatic? You kind of go to grab the paint or something?
Yeah, and it was all over the rug. And yeah. I got it all cleaned up, though.
That's good. Usually when I drop paint, I just kind of leave it there. And I'm like, I just got to move out of this house. Get another one.
That works.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just not going to go in this room anymore. There's paint everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Since When? It's going to be Since You've Been Gone versus Since You're Gone or Since I Don't Have You. It's going to be one of those. Maybe it'll be a three match.
Ooh,
maybe
let's
we'll do
that.
Match?
Yeah,
let's
we
do
can
that.
Do three. We'll do The Cars versus first time here on the Friday Night Fights. It's Rainbow versus The Cars versus Guns N' Roses. It's the Since When round. You heard it here first. WMFO in Medford.
Wow.
Here we go. I'm glad it's exciting.
Making history.
Exciting in our second hour.
Oh, Since you're gone.
GNR, we used to call it back in the day. I still call it GNR. Guns N' Roses, of course. We're in the aviary for this section of the program.
I remember when there was the aviary at the Stone Zoo, and you would used to have to run through it so you didn't get pooped on.
Oh, yes. It just it was poop central.
Yeah.
You ever go to the aviary?
I'm sure I did. Yeah. I just went to the Stone Zoo not that long ago.
Did they have this? Was it Christmas time the other?
No, it was. It was a few weeks ago.
Oh,
so it was when zoo did lights? I go?
Was there a sad polar bear there still?
No, I don't know. There wasn't a lot of animals there, honestly.
What was that thing they were always promoting? Like a reindeer? There's like some kind of snow deer that's never there. Snow fox or something weird.
I don't know.
They're like, come see the snow bunnies. I'm like, where are they? And they're like, oh, they're sleeping. I'm like, that's horse pucky. Like, I don't think they exist.
I think you just wanted to get 25 you in there,
bucks.
Huh?
I think you wanted the 25 bucks so I can look at flamingos all winter.
That's right.
I couldn't believe all the flamingos in there. They look cold.
Oh, yeah, there was a bunch of. I did see the flamingos.
Yeah, yeah, cold, right?
They look did like they have freezing. The little like little warming stations you could sit and warm your hands?
Oh, it was a warm day when we went, so yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember when it was. It was a few weeks ago. It was definitely warm.
Like s'mores and stuff. Like people were making
it was around Halloween because
like
they had trick or treating going on there. Oh, that's what it
that's
was.
Nice.
That's kind of fun.
So I guess it was more like a month ago, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, the aviary there. Geez.
You have to run through because you get pooped on your head.
Yeah, and it stunk.
Yeah.
It's like the devil's a hole there. It's just disgusting. It smelled awful. Bad.
But they don't have that anymore. I think it's closed.
I think it's closed. I think I do remember walking by that building.
Since When was the name of that round, and we decided to make it a three-way. We had Rainbow versus the Cars versus Guns N' Roses. Let's take a minute and talk about the names of the rounds that I made up. Weren't they clever?
They were very
Since
clever.
When? I thought so.
I was trying to guess the songs that you were going to play based on some of your little titles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I had most of them wrong.
Right, right. You're like, oh, this one's going to be about the Wizard of Oz. Like, nope. Ice Cube.
No.
So I would think that this is probably the toughest round for at least you two, because you love all three songs. Both of you seem to like all three songs. Am I right or am I not right?
Well, I'm generally not a Guns N' Roses fan, but okay. I liked that song.
It's a very good cover.
I didn't
cover.
Know Guns N' Roses did that song.
Very good cover. It's on The Spaghetti Incident was the name of the album. It was like from 93. Dumb name for the album, but there were a few good tunes on there. There was a song called Hair of the Dog. It's like that. Now you're messing with a son of a bitch. That one's pretty good.
Oh, right.
And since you've been, since I don't have Use on there, but Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, and of course the first album, the best Guns N' Roses album. And Rainbow, of course, great, great song, Since You've Been Gone. The Cars, I absolutely love. That's all I got to say. I have to vote for The Cars because I love The Cars. And Since You're Gone, since 1981, that has been one of my favorite songs of all time. Sheila, what do you think?
You know, I think it's a really tough round. The one if I had to, like, get rid of them, like, who I wouldn't vote for, I wouldn't vote for The Cars.
Wow.
I like The Cars. Yeah. But I didn't feel like really fit in. It's definitely between Rainbow and Guns N' Roses for me. But Axl, that voice, I just have to go with that. I'm going with Guns N' Roses.
All right. We got one for The Cars. We got one for Guns N' Roses.
All right. And one for Rainbow.
And one
for Rainbow.
Wow. A true split.
Well, you know, it was really tough between Rainbow and The Cars, but... Yeah. I got to go with them because I don't have a vote yet.
I got to go. Yeah.
There you go.
Rainbow is a fantastic song.
It was, yeah.
And just because I love The Cars so much and the volume of work, I have to go with The Cars. But that Rainbow song is one of my favorite rockers from them and from any band, really. It's a great tune. I love this next name that I picked for round. It's going to be round 9, I think. But I'm going to skip over this Take a Breath round, and I'm going to go to the Reservation round. These are songs, I guess this has kind of got a Thanksgiving theme to it. It's songs about land and lack of having land or sharing land. So this is going to be the Guess Who versus the Raiders here. And then we'll have time for maybe one more round here. And we'll probably go with the Go-Go's versus Lindsey Buckingham for the final round here. But I'm going to give you right now the Reservation round. This is going to be Share the Land by the Guess Who versus Indian Reservation by the Raiders. It's Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle, and I'm here with Shailen Darlene, and we will be here with you for 10 more minutes. And thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford.
Young.
So we got the Raiders in the background here. For sake of time, we're going to talk over them. Cherokee people. You hear this one from time to time. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, Sheila and Darlene. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for having us.
So the Foo Fighters won the No Love Left over the Fifth Dimension. Recipe for My Love won that one. We had a tie for Joan Jett versus Air Supply. We have a tie for Rainbow versus the Cars versus Guns N' Roses. And this final one, the Guess Who versus the Raiders. I'm going to say Guess Who. I just love that song, Shay the Land. How about you two?
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
You're going to go with the Raiders?
Guess Darlene? Who?
Guess Who? All right.
So, I can't vote with her.
All right. So we're going to go Guess Who on that round for sake of time. Edward is here and he's getting ready to be up here next at 8 p.m. Would you two like to say happy holidays to anybody in particular?
I'm just going to wish my family and friends a happy Thanksgiving and hopefully a safe and prosperous rest of the year.
Very nice. Darlene?
Sheila just said it so well.
Very nice. Yep, good job.
I wish the same.
And I'll be off next week because the high school reunion is next week, and I will be DJing next week in the high school reunion. And I will be back a week later here at WMFO. I'm going to leave you with Lindsey Buckingham with Holiday Road. People like to travel on Thanksgiving. So we'll leave you with that. And Edward is coming up next. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. And we will see you once again here on the Friday Night Fights, WMFO in Medford. See you in 2 weeks, everybody.